All right, Jason Cann's on the line from his house in Eau Claire. So come up on 14 before 6 o'clock. The morning moving right along. Temperatures already scooted from 54 to 58 at our studio. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
We've been talking. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, listening to you talk about that trip, the trip to Greece, I've been reading through Acts, and I've thought of that often because I've been reading with a map in hand. How fascinating that would be to go. So
there you go.
Yeah.
You and I preaching back-to-back weeks on Acts. I've got Acts 4 on Sunday. You've got Acts 5 the following week. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, we heard from a listener, and we always appreciate folks who let us know they're part of the early morning club here, early riser club, listening. And this one kind of surprised me because Ms. KM sending us a letter, and the address, she's in Minneapolis. So she's listening to the live stream at wib.com, and she begins her letter this way, handwritten, in cursive. Good morning, Mr. Halverson. Thank you for your morning show. I do enjoy listening to you and your friend, Dr. Jason. So, and then she's got something she recommends. We listen to David Wheaton's The Christian Worldview, former professional tennis player, and talking about some racial issues. So thank you. We'll try to check that out, KM. Yeah. So. Well, we've been talking tattoos with you this week. Why don't we review, for those who may have missed it, because when and how did you decide that, you know what, I think I'm going to get a tattoo or two or three or however many?
Well, I mean, there was a number of factors. You know, I think for a long time there was not knowing what I wanted to get. My daughter, I think on the week she turned 18, got her first one, and so she and I had talked about it. So there was an influence from her. My mother actually took Grace to get her first tattoo, which was, so Grandma brought her for her tattoo. And so there was that factor. The other piece was, for a long time, Heather, my wife, had said, and then eventually she said, I think it's okay for you to do that. And so, you know, I think there were a number of things, and I finally had decided what I wanted when I went and got it. So,
all right. And for those who feel like, well, I don't know, is that okay in terms of scripture? We dealt with that this week, but give us your view because that's important to you.
Yeah, you know, I think my view is that the biggest prescriptions against it come from Old Covenant, the Levitical law, and the one thing I had said was, you know, if we're going to keep that, we probably need to look at the rest of the Levitical law. And there's a whole lot you can look at there in terms of what did tattooing represent at that point in terms of other cultural religions. And, you know, Paul talks about it. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 8 where he talks about, you know, kind of freedom to do what we want under Christ. And for me, they've stood very much as a reminder of who I am in Christ, of the things that I value. And I haven't just gotten random tattoos. They've been very thoughtful. And so that's been, I think, important in my decision with this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one line of from Paul, I don't know if it's in the exact chapter you cited, but I mean, everything's permissible, but not everything's beneficial. So people have to kind of judge on that. All right, so your fourth tattoo, I really like this one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the fourth tattoo I got is it's on my left forearm, and it says, "Be who you are." And it's a line that I mentioned yesterday, Men at the Cross, and it was a line that I picked up there in one of the talks that they have. And it really has, for me, is a reminder of, okay, so my primary identity, who I am, is deeply grounded in Christ. You know, and I really want to come back to that again and again to be able to say, okay, Jason, who are you in this moment? Okay, be who you are.
Yeah.
So there are all these different masks I can wear. I can be a pretender in all sorts of different ways. And I want to continually live from that, what Paul might call the new self, right? So this place of identity in my union with Christ. And so that is, that has been kind of a touchstone phrase for me.
No, I think it's a huge deal. And I mean, even I think that tattoos is part of it. I mean, you're an academic, you're Dr. Jason Cann's neuropsychologist. And so, you know, maybe not a lot of folks, I mean, maybe are as tattooed as you have become, right?
Yeah, that's true. Interestingly, I was just reading the other day that I think, so I'm part of Generation X, right? I mean, and I think they said 40% of Generation X people have tattoos at this point. So I think there's also a greater, I don't know, freedom to do that.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, that's something, right? And like 95% of the NBA. So maybe you will play pro basketball before it's all. You are tall. What, 6'4"?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm coordinated enough.
Some books to keep in mind with this message about becoming who you are. I think about John Powell, Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am? And then David Benner, The Gift of Being Yourself. I don't know. Can you think of any others?
Those are the two. You know, David Benner, I definitely would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
I think Henry Nouwen's books, I think a lot of times are an invitation to that. Invitation of the true self as well.
Well, I think it's a great message, and you're an encouragement to me in that, in terms of living from the true self. Our friend Ed Rabzi with the great line, living from truth and not from image. So, well, I got to play on the heels of all this. I found this song from Plus One. It's called Soul Tattoo, and at least for now, that's the one I'm going to go with, Jason. Thank you, friend.
Awesome. Sounds good. Talk
bye-bye.
To you.
She's back.
I am.
Hillary, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm dandy.
That's good. It's a gorgeous morning out there.
It's funny because I think off air, for sure, and I think on air, you did describe for the listeners yesterday why you missed First Cup. So why don't you share that at this time, 24 hours later?
Yeah, okay, so yeah, I'm taking care of my dad post-knee replacement. I also have two teenagers in the house. We have in-laws with stuff going on as well. And so, you know, I've been doing a lot of caregiving, and it is very exhausting at times. And I was standing in my kitchen yesterday morning looking outside, feeling just tapped out, you know. And I looked outside and I thought, I want nothing more than to just sit on my deck for 10 minutes on this beautiful morning. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to sit on my deck for 10 minutes this beautiful morning. And so I texted Mark. I said, I'm not going to make it for First Cup.
Yeah.
Because self-care is important.
Yeah.
And it was so renewing and refreshing because it was 10 minutes in the beautiful outdoors. And may I say, the five baby squirrels in our tree started playing in that 10 minutes. So I giggled as I watched these five baby squirrels playing, which was just fun. But, you know, I mean, we have to recharge and we have to take care of ourselves. And it was renewing and refreshing. And I faced my day and it was the best thing I could have done for myself.
Meanwhile, I was just totally lost. I was just like, I
mean, I'm not going to feel guilty coffee for
you,
10 minutes.
You and your heavenly father taking care of your earthly father, and the Lord's providing you with baby squirrels. And just and I was just like,
what do I do? The
listeners know. I mean, if you found the audio, I mean, I was just like,
Hillary's not here.
you had texted me. So, all right.
That was wonderful. Take care of yourself, peeps.
Yeah, that's good. You know what? That inspired me. We've got Andrew Peterson, Be Kind to Yourself.
Yes.
Coming up here in just a moment. And then Cody wants it to be a Throwback Thursday because he's asking for a song for his wife. So how could I say no to him? He wants something from the OC Supertones for Cassie today. All right, we'll get that for you, Cody. Hang in there, buddy. In the meantime, special events for today. Let's do this. It is 6 months till Christmas. We do this every 25th of every month. It's the 25th of June, 6 months from today, Christmas Day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe. Let's see. What else do we got here? It's Color TV Day. I'm sure you had black and white TV. We had a black and white TV when I was a kid for a while.
I had a black and white in my room.
That's what we had, a small one. Yeah,
about three
super
channels.
Cool. Yeah.
Global Beatles Day.
Okay. Global Smurfs Day.
Mm-hmm. It's Bomb Pop Day.
Ooh, I love
that's
those.
Like the red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Cool. Catfish Day.
Well, I don't know if this one's going to be followed. It's Handshake Day.
Ooh, virtual handshakes. Strawberry Parfait Day.
And Goat Cheese Day.
All right. It's quite the conglomeration today.
I've had some goat cheese before. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hillary.
You're very welcome.
See you in a bit. All right. WWIB.
Well, I love me a good deal. I think we all know that. And nothing's better than free. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. Well, there's a couple in Florida, Fort Myers, Florida. Driving by some wicker furniture, sitting by a dumpster. Cool. Took it home.
Sure.
Rock on. Saw the wicker furniture was by a Best Western's dumpster. Thought it was up for grabs. Took it home. Fixed it up. They resold it to someone on Facebook Marketplace for $200. Okay.
Right.
So they made a few bucks. But hey, it's by a dumpster. Whatever.
Sure.
Fast forward. Sheriff's deputy knocking on their door asking them about some stolen furniture.
Oh, no.
They were caught on camera taking it, and the guy says, I never tried to hide what I did. At the first opportunity, I spoke up and said, yes, I did take that. Thought it was getting thrown away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, usually when stuff's curbside or by a dumpster or other trash receptacle, you figure.
Apparently, the Best Western staff said the wicker furniture was actually near their dumpster because it was in its maintenance area against an outbuilding. The hotel didn't have cushions on the furniture at the time because they were being reupholstered and fixing them up for its pool area. They're trying to settle it as best they can, but they just want the couple to pay them the $200 that they got for the furniture. But it makes you wonder, like, I've taken stuff off curbs before.
Sure. Yeah, there's sort of, even if you don't put a free sign on it, if it's out at the curb.
You
I was driving down Birch Street yesterday, and
I saw what looked
like some nice furniture, and, you know, from a distance, all sorts of things can look good.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If I had a pickup truck, which I do not, maybe I should get one of those from Eau Claire Ford. But if I had a pickup truck, there would be way more free stuff being brought home.
I hear you. Yeah.
Well, and we put stuff on our curb. If we want to make it go away, we just put it on the curb and it goes.
And you know it's really junk if it's there several days.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like, please take this.
But, you know, my husband, he was really upset once because we had a whole bunch of stuff down, you know, by the end of our garage. And he had a big piece of plywood. And in spray paint, he painted free on it and put it so that people would know that someone took his plywood.
$22.94 a sheet.
He was so mad.
I can understand it.
Who takes the free sign? So maybe don't take the free sign itself.
You're thinking everything's free.
Take what's behind.
Thank you very much. Needed this.
New There'll music from Sidewalk Profits.
Kids, welcome to geography class. Small classroom here. We've got two students, Caleb and Hillary. Welcome.
Thank you.
Which one of us is the class clown? Which one of us is otherwise?
We'll leave that for the listeners to decide. But class, how many continents are there?
I thought seven.
That's what I thought as well. But I feel like because you're asking us.
Can we list them? Antarctica, North America, South America,
Europe
Asia, Africa.
Australia.
And Australia, yeah.
Antarctica. Yes, Antarctica.
Yeah, I said that. Yep.
I think you didn't. But okay, because you hadn't said Australia. But anyhow, we'll check the tape.
We'll find out on
the tape. And that will determine. Anyhow, scientists released detailed maps of eighth continent, Zealandia. Yeah. Scientists are releasing new detailed maps of Earth's eighth and hidden continent, Zealandia. The 2 million square mile underwater continent east of Australia was discovered in the 90s, and now New Zealand's GNS Science has posted interactive maps of the continent online.
I thought that was like
I thought if it
Atlantis.
Was under the ocean, it's not really a continent.
It was a continent?
Right.
It
the
was,
idea
but it
was
sunk?
Right. The maps show tectonic plate boundaries, volcanoes, and ocean floor detail.
As if New Zealand wasn't cool enough.
They are part of a... This is really cool, too. They are part of a broader project that aims to... Get this now. This is amazing. That aims to map the entire ocean floor...
Oh, wow.
...by 2030, called Seabed 2030 Project.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
There's parts of the above ocean Earth that haven't been mapped yet, and they're going to do...
That's really something.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It reminds me of this tune from Audio Adrenaline. Christ has taken our sins and sent them as far as the east is from the west, and echoing that sentiment, Audio A here, ocean floor.
Mm.
When you are forgiven forever. Christ made full payment once for all for us.
Give that student an A.
The Wib Wake Up Show, 17 past 8, 68 degrees. Caleb, Mark, Hillary, and Ronnie Appleseed from Avenue Orchard, the fourth member of our team for a bit here this morning. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
We've pulled you away from all of the busyness with the orchard for just a little bit because you have something really cool going on and have for the month of June, your People's Choice Contest.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We got the tickets here with us, and we're ready to make that drawing.
So again, just to recap, what is going to happen here is that we will draw from all of these flavor suggestions that you guys have received on Facebook or at the farmers markets. And then Misty and Shelley are going to have 5 days to create what we draw.
Yep.
And then it'll be on the shelves July 1st.
Yep. They're standing by in the kitchen as we speak. Mm. So.
We need a live camera.
So yes.
They're interested to hear what is it that they're going to be.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Very cool.
Well, I think Hillary's going to do the honors.
I'm going to do the drawing.
Correct?
Are we ready? Okay.
Here we go.
Drum roll, please.
I'm mixing them in the metal can.
And I love the tin can as well that all of these are in.
All right.
All right. Your winner of the Avenue Orchard People's Choice Flavor Contest is...
Teresa. Apple rhubarb strawberry.
Oh,
is it
all right.
Nunk? Ooh. I think Nunk. Teresa Nunk. Apple rhubarb strawberry. That sounds delicious.
Does.
That's a great flavor for summer.
All right.
Very delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. All right, Teresa's going to be Nunke.
Getting...
Shelly and
Misty. Misty. Apple rhubarb strawberry.
Yes. And she's going to get the first jar, right?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yep.
Nice.
And that's my Jam Avenue Orchard t-shirt.
Oh, fun.
That's great. Awesome. I love
that's
those
great.
Shirts.
Yes.
Super
All right.
fun.
Well, blending, right?
Blended.
Apple and rhubarb and strawberry.
Strawberry. Wow.
Yep.
That's going to be a wonderful combination.
We'll find out.
Absolutely. So, again, just a few days turnaround time, and then July 1, it will be on the shelves. And, Ronnie, before we let you go, you guys are all over the place. I think today you have a break, right?
Yeah, today and tomorrow is our day off, and then Saturday we're in Chautauqua. Menominee and Westridge.
All right.
On Claremont Avenue. So.
Yeah, Chippewa Valley Farmers Market there too. So get out and see these folks. I know also Lance's Fresh Market, we mentioned that last time, in Augusta and Osseo. You have product there too. So lots of exciting things going on with Avenue Orchard.
Yep. Thank you.
Ronnie Appleseed, thank you for joining us, and congratulations, Teresa. Can't wait to taste that flavor that you invented.
I owe Hillary an apology.
Upon further review.
Yes, we've checked the tape. We've had the referees in. And the question of naming the seven continents. And I thought that I heard her say North America, South America. And so at the end, I was correcting her and saying that she'd already. Anyhow, she said Antarctica to start with. I checked the tape.
Let's play the tape.
Can we list them? Antarctica, North America, South America, Europe
Asia,
Africa.
Australia.
And Australia.
I cut off myself questioning her.
Well, I was letting it go and hadn't thought about it, but I'll take your apology
there
and accept it with love and grace.
I got a question, too, before we go to music real quick.
Yes.
Flossing. So my wife, I can't remember the last time.
Are you talking the dance?
No.
Or the...
I am not talking the dance.
No.
I am talking dental flossing, which, by the way, is very unpopular. More than a quarter of Americans lie about whether they floss, and 36%, more than a third of Americans say they'd rather do an unpleasant activity like clean the toilet than floss. Come on, it's not that bad.
Really? It's not that bad.
I know, it's not that bad. But I floss first and then brush. My wife brushes and then flosses. I don't know. We've been married for 21 years. I don't know the last time we were both in the bathroom flossing together. So what do you guys do?
Brush, then floss.
I mix it up. I'm not consistent at all. Sometimes all right. I floss first. Sometimes I brush first.
My thinking is,
it's
now she dropped
like
this, which she's also more logical than me. She said, isn't that what they do at the dentist office, that they brush or whatever?
I don't remember.
I don't remember them like brushing my teeth, but I mean, they'll put the toothpaste in
they
and then
polish.
Yeah. That's what she recalled.
Stuff, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, get the food out of there and then brush. What's your thinking on brushing first?
I feel like brushing gets the big chunks out.
This is so
appetizing. And then the flossing. And the flossing.
The more details.
Gets the little chunks
there
between the teeth.
Okay.
And then I do the mouthwash after that to freshen up the breath. And then anything I might have missed.
I like the I like the mouthwash too. So
yeah.
All right. There we go.
Fascinating.
Tune in tomorrow to hear about our clipping nails habits.
Well, you have a trip to the dentist today.
I do,
so you got to tell us about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway. It's because I didn't floss and brush quite well enough way in the back.
No, those wisdom teeth are tough, though.
They are. I need more wisdom about keeping my wisdom teeth clean. 848, 71 lovely degrees. This is the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Could you keep your finger on your phone for a long, long time to win $25,000?
If you ask my husband, I do that for free.
Right? Tuesday, June 30th.
Yeah, just days away.
You might see people clutching their phones even more than usual. On that day, people will be pressing a finger on an app that could win them 25 large. The contest is called Finger on the App. Super clever. Players will need to download the app from the Apple App Store. So sorry, everyone like me who has an Android. On the day of the game, June 30th, Tuesday, open up the app ahead of time to get ready to play Finger on the App. You put your finger on your phone and keep it there for as long as possible.
Okay, so
what kind of sick, twisted individual came up with this?
At first, I was like, okay, that's not hard. Just like tape your finger to the phone. But it does say occasionally players will be prompted to slide their finger to a specific location, whoever stays on longest wins. So you have to pay attention. So that could be hard because, like, you have to actually focus on it. Because if you don't follow the prompt to slide your finger,
it says
you're
you can
done.
Get extra lives if you enable Bluetooth access for the Finger on the App app and play near other people.
Oh.
I just feel you've seen all those things with people walking into fountains and malls and such because they're on their phones. Isn't this going to cause more of that? If your finger slips off, you will have 10 seconds to put it back on without penalty.
Mm.
You can have up to 3 extra lives. So that's what those extra lives give you.
But so here's the thing. The prize could be up to $25,000. However, everyone who loses gets to vote what they think the prize should be, and they could vote as little as zero.
So if it's sour grapes from everyone who loses, you might get nothing?
Right. And if it was actually $25,000, I'd be like, okay, mama's quitting her job for a month. I'm giving myself a month. Because if you could earn 25 grand in a month or so, a month or two.
But if it's complete, again, this is why I think this is slightly sadistic.
Because these same voters make Bodie McBoatface and Whale Exploding Beach.
We have never done anything like this, but radio stations have done things before where it's, hey, you know, for instance, it's a new vehicle and everyone has to put a hand
Keep
on it.
Keep your hand on it.
And the last person to have their hand on the vehicle wins. And people will, I mean, people will stand for days. And I see something like this happening. But if you did this and if you stand for days or even longer with your finger on your phone and then everyone else votes, because this is the kind of volatile society we're in where everyone's like, I lost. I'm going to vote $0 for the prize money. Yikes.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to follow, but I don't think I'm going to. Well, I can't play. I need to buy a new phone.
Yeah. Finger on the app, but I don't have. Considering that
my phone is getting sketchy again, and I got a phone call the other day, and it said incoming call, but it gave no option whatsoever as to how to answer the call. I don't think I would trust this phone anyway.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.